I just want to, again, cover one more factor in the mitzvah, in the issur of dosh. Till now, we've discussed the major prohibition of threshing. Then we discussed the secondary prohibition of squeezing juices. And we spoke about the various kinds of fruits. Now we're going to discuss a new prat, and that's kvashim, different kind of thing. Not fruits that have juice inside them, but things that by nature don't have liquids inside them, but you injected liquids in them, either by cooking them in liquid or by pickling them in liquid. Those are called kvashim. Kvashim are either cooked or pickled, soaked, right? So, and they have liquid inside. So what are they compared to? Are they compared to fruit and the same halachas, and therefore these things are not, they're like the second category of fruit or the third category of fruit. So fruit that never is squeezed for its juices, right, you're allowed to squeeze. Fruits that are squeezed for their juices, you're not allowed to squeeze, and zeisim and anavim, and olives and grapes, you never can squeeze. That's from the Torah. The other one's only rabbinic. Where do they fit into? So most poskim, and this is how we poskim, hold that kvashim and shlokos, are not allowed to be squeezed, even though most people don't squeeze latkes for their oil or pickles for the pickle juice, right? So one would think that if you compare them to fruits, they should be allowed to be squeezed for any purpose, even for their juices. That's not the case. Why? Because here, by a fruit, right, the liquid is not called a liquid because people don't squeeze it for that liquid, and it never had a shame liquid on it when it was separate. It was never separate. It grew in the fruit. It was natural to the fruit. But here, the thing had a shame of a liquid on it. Now it was absorbed into the fruit, right? And now if you squeeze it out, so you are squeezing out something that didn't lose its identity. And therefore, it's worse. And therefore, the halacha is basically the following. There's some holds, even it's much worse, and you can't squeeze it for any reason. It could be nisur d'oraisa, like grapes and olives. But the mice, we don't hold like that. What we hold is the following. You're not allowed to squeeze a latke for its oil. You want to get the oil out, right, and save the oil. Or squeeze a pickle because you like to drink pickle juice. That you can't do. But you are allowed to squeeze them if you want to make a less soggy pickle and a less oily latke, and you're allowed to even squeeze them into a kli, as long as your intention is not to use the oil or the liquid. Okay? Now, your main intention is not the oil or liquid, but you don't want to squeeze it down the drain or whatever. You don't want oil in your drain. So you want to put it into a plate, and you'll get rid of it afterwards. Your main intention is not for the thing. Your main intention is to make a less oily latke. You're allowed to squeeze it even into a utensil. That's the halacha. Or you're allowed to squeeze it into food, even if you intend. For instance, I want to squeeze the oil from the latke into my rice. I want the rice to be a little bit more oily, right? Since you're not squeezing it, like we said last time, into a liquid or into something where it separates into liquid, so it never had the shame of a liquid on it. You're allowed to squeeze it into food. Okay. Only thing is, because of the halachas of borer, you can only do this for immediate consumption. You can't squeeze a latke Friday night that you're going to eat Shabbos or this or next day. Because you can do it right before the meal, right, for that day. So, therefore, anything where the liquid is not natural to the fruit, or to the thing, right? It's liquid that was introduced into the thing because of cooking or pickling, right? Those kinds of things you're allowed to squeeze if you're not, your intention is not to use the liquid, unless you squeeze it directly into food, or you squeeze it even not into food, into a kli, but your intention is not for the liquid, your intention is to take the liquid out of the solid because you want the solid less liquidy. Okay, is that clear? Yeah. And again, you can only do it right near the food. There is a chumrah that some people hold of, but really it's not lemaisa. Somebody wants to be machmer, there is such a chumrah, that any one of the shivat hamashkim, any one of the seven Torah liquids that are called Torah liquids for various halachas, and they are yad shochat dam, yayin, wine, shemen, olive oil, dam, blood, right? Shemen is olive oil, Ches is chalav, milk. Tes is tau, dew. And dalid is dvash, meaning what's it called, from a, what's it called, date dvash. And mem is mayim, water. Those seven liquids, and water therefore is the main one over here, or olive oil. If anything was cooked in olive oil or in water, and you're squeezing out water or olive oil, there's a place to be machmer. Not to squeeze them out, even if you don't need the thing. But b'maisel halacha, it's a chumra bi'alma, and most people are not machmer, and the halacha is you're allowed to squeeze in with those liquids.